The Wonder Lamp by A.Q. Fasey, with music by M.N. McClellan. The scene is a piece of land with some dried trees here and there. A beautiful large lamp appears in the middle of the stage. Surface of the earth changes into green. Flowers of many kinds and colors adorn its surface, and the trees will be covered with beautiful foliage. A little child approaches the lamp and, as if bathing in its light, moves gracefully, thus finds vigor and strength, and runs out. She comes back with a group of children, boys and girls in their gayest attire. They all gather around the lamp and look at it, their eyes wide open with astonishment. A soft music is heard, and the children very gleefully dance round and round the lamp. As they dance, a young prince comes to pass by. He is followed by a priest and some other attendants. They are delighted to look at the strange spectacle and at the children dancing. They desire to pass, but the priest says, "Won't your highness leave some sort of souvenir here? It will serve as a token of your respect to this wonder lamp." The children are fixed in their places and look at them with anxiety. The prince says, "How thoughtful of you! This will make everyone who passes by here in the ages to come think of me and my respect to this wonder lamp." He pauses a little and then says, "Bring me that most wonderful delicate silk lace." A servant hurries to the prince with the lacework, and the prince puts the lacework with much care and love on the lamp. The children cry in one voice, "No, no!" The prince and his people go away. The light gets a bit dimmer, and the children go away too. After a little while, another group of bigger children come in and start to make merry around the lamp. Thank you. then an old minister of the state comes to pass. Looks at the lamp and the lacework and says,
"This befits not such a luminous lamp."
He takes from his bag a big piece of silk cloth embroidered with gold and puts it carefully on the lamp, saying,
"Now the future generations will know how I paid a tribute to this lamp."
This done, the children lamentingly stretch their hands and cry in one voice, "Please no, please no." Heedless to the cry of the innocents, the minister looks at them in anger and goes away. Another group of bigger children come in. The light is dimmer than before. The trees and flowers start to wither. The children are scattered and can't but move slowly at the faint music which is heard. Then the king with his retinue appear on the stage. The priest of the court looks at the coverings of the lamp, examines them with his fingers, and says,
"Your Majesty, such a worthy lamp and such unworthy rags! It is a disgrace to your time and your dynasty."
The king replies,
"What does your powerful brain suggest, you, the writer of so many theological treatises?"
Being flattered, the priest smiles in pride and says,
"The priceless piece of shawl which bears your initials, your Majesty."
"Bravo, bravo, bring me the shawl."
Several attendants open the shawl and carry it to the king, each one holding a part of that heavy piece of cloth. The king also holds a corner, and they all put it on the lamp, the initials of the king glittering in front. As they depart, the king says,
"Now the future generations will know who respected the lamp the most."
The light of the lamp is no more to be seen. Fall off the trees one by one. The flowers die The air becomes dark and chilly. The music becomes faint. The children's limbs get weaker and weaker. Their movements become slower and slower. And as they are scattered everywhere, they fall down one by one at the foot of the trees, the lamp, and near the flowers. Suddenly, thunder and lightning take place. A very strong storm moves everything. Pieces of cloth are moving along one by one. Again and turns and turns and gives more light than ever before. Children get up. Other groups who have gone out come in and gaze in wonder at the lamp. And as it turns and turns, they all sing in one voice the greatest name.